said the rest of the group said it was too cold. Isn't that a shame?
Yeah, I'm about to go fish, and I worked the first half of the day, and now I'm headed home to grab a boat and turn around and try to catch a few hours fishing.
Where are you going to fish?
Up Lake Kiwi.
Literally right by it on the highway there. So we got off and I sat down in front of the 7300 they had. They had one set up and running. She said, you going to buy that radio? I said, I think I will.
The 7300, that's about one of the best radios for the money that's ever been devised. I've had six now, I think, and sold, you know, I got a lot of interest with fishing and all kind of hunting, other kind of, just everything, man. I'm into all kind of different hobbies, so I'll get tired of one, I'll sell the stub, and I'll get into the other one. But I had also the 705, and that's a really sweet radio, too, for running mobile. Gives you a scope and the mobile. You just buy one of those Zygu amps to go with it and give you about 125 on all the bands, you know, 6 through 160. It works pretty darn good. I love having a scope in the mobile, especially around a screwdriver antenna, and you can see where your resonant spot is, you know, and just move it up and down with your controller, and you can, like, pre-tune it by looking at the visual spectrum and see where you're, you know, so you're never running it into wide open SWR that way. It's pretty neat. But 7300, by far, is the best radio out there for the money, and a lot of nice features. I've had the 991A, and that's kind of my level of radios in that price range. You know, I had the 756 Pro 3s and all that kind of stuff. I've never had anything, you know, $3,000 and up, stuff like that. I've had a lot of nice radios, but nothing like the 7610 and all that. I always buy the cheaper ones, and of all the ones I've bought, that 7300 was the most bang for the buck, right out of the box. You know, I've got them right when they first came out, because I was like, wow, I gotta have one, and I was never let down by I've been let down many times before by, you know, buying a rig right when it comes out, but the 705 and the 7300, two of the best radios out there right now, in my opinion.
My goodness, I think I heard a little QRN in there. We'll just ignore it. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead there, Tom. KB4CBA.
And 0TR. I need to contact a friend of mine right quick. I got to pull over to the side here. Went through the first stoplight down here. KO4QLG and 0TR.
I'm here. Go ahead, Tom. KO4KLG.
Should I turn left there at the stoplight in towards Pickens?
Are you at the island?
Oh, no, we're way past that. Down the road there, Chris.
Stoplight, you turn left. Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'll turn around. I only went about a block past it. And I'll just wait for this traffic to get past me. Thanks, guys. KB4CBA to take it in 0TR.
KO4KLG clear.
I'm glad you got turned around there in Pickens. What in the heck are you doing in Pickens? I'm not even going to ask. I mean, you don't have to answer. That was a rhetorical question. But anyway, oh my goodness. Let's see. My gosh, I don't forget your call there. Go ahead. This is KB4CBA.
Calls KG4, Quebec, Lima, Romeo, QLR. And name's Ron. And I'm over here at Easley now. Talking, I think I was over there in Norris or Liberty or something, 6 mile, whatever. Sitting back from a job, and he was probably going over there to get a picture or something ham related from that guy. Sounded like they were going to meet up, and he's swapping, trading, buying, selling, or something. Who knows?
SN0TR. No, I just to answer Dave's question, and nice to meet you, sir. We went up to visit our friend Chris, KO4QLG, and I asked him for guidance on the way home because we're from Kansas and I'm a little slow. Go ahead, Dave.
Oh, my goodness, you left yourself wide open there, Tom. Well, should I say anything? Well, I guess I'll leave you alone this afternoon. I rag on you enough as it is. And, you know, you got a good navigator right there beside you, I'm sure.
Sit beside of me, and I'm going through another stoplight, Chris, David Stone Road, heading past the Pickens Church of God. Is that correct?
Hang a left and you'll go into town. That'll be 178.
That stoplight, and it's two-lane road here, so I'm going right on into town, I think. It says Cameron Cannon Memorial Hospital. Anyways, back over to the KG42LG, I think it was, but I probably got that wrong. Go ahead, sir. I just visited a friend. My name's Tom.
You're in the wrong place, though. Marshall Pickens is over there in Greenville, right there next to Memorial. That's where you need to be.
Hey, Chris, do I turn right on East Main Street up here?
KL4KLG.
Oh, we can do that. Jump in there between you as I need it. I'm in downtown Pickens, I guess it is. To let you be more informed, Dave, this I was watching the traffic here. And hang on just a second. KO4NUE's cousin. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, be nice and, and treat him right. So, KD4Q, I think it's, I'm getting this right, KD4QLR, KB4CBA.
Confused.
No, my my wife's dad came from Pickens. His parents had a 17-acre farm up there on Fox Squirrel Ridge, and he moved to Greenville when he started working for the city police department, and he retired with the city, and in 1990, after 33 years in law enforcement, captain of detectives, he was a good man. Anyway, that's where her dad's folks are from.
I'm gonna have to pull over, Dave, and reset this thing. I don't know what went wrong, but it's not going right. But Bernice says we're going right, and if I get an opening here, I'll pull over. This is way out in the country up here by Liberty. Bernice laughing too.
just get a visual of that, you know. Going in there, oh Lord, Jesus, take the wheel, you know, that kind of thing.
It's hard to be humble.
Perfect in every way, I can tell you that.
That's two.
Get three.
Shoot. Well, Bernice made a really delicious German chocolate cake for Chris, and he was kind enough to share it with us. Boy, that was far up tail as you can get.
Mother used to make those at Christmas time, and oh man, I had a German chocolate cake, and I don't know, it's probably been, oh gosh, probably about 50 years since I had one.
One in a long time, and I don't usually care for coconut on a cake. Now, our neighbor, he likes coconut cream pies, and Bernice makes him one of those now and then. Kim's always wonderful about helping us with things and that. And his mama used to make them for him, and she's gone now, so Bernice helps. And, boy, she makes a good one. They're a picture. If I go into church, I could say, oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble and I'm needing some help on my way.
We need help. I mean, you know, there's no doubt about that, but I'm not even sure the good Lord could help you.
That's a three, Chris. He's out.
I'm talking about you too, Tom. It's just I'm talking about you behind your back.
When's ain't it, Dave?
So, you know, what they say, keep your friends close and your enemies closer or something like that, but anyway, you know, if I didn't have you to pick on, I don't know what I'd do.
Probably better. shoot. Boy, the good Lord outdone himself up here, Dave. It's my kind of country. It's beautiful. I used to hunt and fish a lot when I was younger, and the further away I got from humanity, the better I liked it.
I'm from KO4QLD.
Yes?
Move to Pickens. Did you actually intend on moving to Pickens, or was you looking for your house in Kansas and ended up in Pickens?
Up in Greer. I just wonder if I am on the right road. It says 1.4 miles to Table Rock. Is that correct?
It should be.
Go straight and not turn. There's a blue line going to the right. But it says on up to Table Rock Road, 1 mile. We come through Pumpkintown, right?
Went straight at Pumpkintown, you're still right. KO4QLD.
That Table Rock Road or go straight? This is saying go straight.
On Highway 8 and went straight through Pumpkintown. When you get to the stop sign, you'll have to go left or right. But there's a sharp curve right before you get to the stop sign, so it might look like you're going straight. You're supposed to go straight, but it curves and you're actually taking a right.
Just went past us. Is this Pumpkintown up here, Bernice? Now, there's a stoplight up here anyways. Chris, and a big beautiful mountain out to the left. It says Pumpkintown. So I guess we are right in the middle of Pumpkintown. And you still go straight on through there.
Highway and you're coming into Pumpkintown at the red light, the stop sign, I mean, you will go straight. There should be a Dollar General up on top of the hill to your right.
Did that stop sign? Okay. Oh, good. It says 3.5 miles to Cherokee Foothills Scenic Highway. I suppose that's Highway 11.
Yes, it is. And whenever you can get back to it, finish up the answer to my question there. I think Patrick is wondering the same thing about how you ended up in Pickens.
When you're outnumbered, like when you got guys like Dave picking on you, only I had three women, two daughters and my wife, and they all said I had to move. And Amy was located in Greer. She's an engineer there at General Electric. So we left Kansas and wound up in Greer. And I come screaming and hollering, but I can now say it's the best thing I've ever done in my life.
Patrick's not here on the radio with us, but Patrick, I guess it was on purpose that he made it here, and not by accident.
It's my accident. That's one.
I got a big poster here with your name on it, and there's so many marks on here. I'm going to have to get me another one. Start over.
What am I going to do with him, Chris? But I have to put up with him to meet someone better, I guess. Oh, shoot. What are you doing today, Dave, besides hassling me? Running HF?
FT8 on 15 meters. It's pretty active. And, Guadalupe. My God. I was hoping to play some tennis today, but the guys chickened out on me. We could have played on a hard court, but in a park about 10 minutes from the house here, but one of the guys that want to play on hard court, imagine that.
Can you want to play on a hard court?
The three hard courts of the club are taken, and the rest of them are clay, and they're thawing out. Anytime it goes below freezing, it takes several days for those courts to recover.
Well, you're blessed to be able to play tennis, especially at your age.
Now, I just had a birthday. I'm coming up on a big one here at the end of this year. So, but anyway, I give my sister a hard time because she's older. She's a year and 12 days older than me. So for 12 days, I'm 2 years younger than her.
I was 57 and dyslexic, but now I'm going to be 67 and dyslexic coming up in a few days, by golly.
Don't crack me up. Yeah, well, I guess you'll have to, you got a good co-pilot there, and, I know she keeps you in line. So, once you get to that point, where you, totally lose your mind. She can just sit you in a chair somewhere and not have to worry about you.
This GPS on this thing's got a thing called tracking, Dave. And on the highway that's normally shown on Google Earth, shows a bunch of dots about every 3/8 of an inch. And I put it on there before we started up there. Of course, I made one wrong turn. But coming back, it's working like a champ. And it's putting dots there all the way home, kind of like, tying a ribbon around the tree for us not-so-smart guys.
You have to use the ribbon thing. Today it's too windy for breadcrumbs.
past the three with him, Chris. He's already made his third insult. What do you think?
Setting yourself up for him, because they've been pretty evident spots to pick on you.
Open mouth and insert foot. Okay, well, to shoe fits.
How's that leather tasting anyway?
Dennis, Chris got me out of them twisties up there. Oh, I said I thought I knew the way out, and I kind of did, but when Bernice hit that button there, well, she touched the screen. When she did that, it really rattled me because I thought she loused up the whole thing.
It don't take much to rattle in.
Shut up, Bernice. I didn't tell her she could talk.
Me, I'd love to be a fly on the in that car right now. You guys are cracking me up. poor Bernice, you better be glad she don't have that frying pan in her hand right now.
I got a question, Chris. How in the world did I ever navigate all over with just a map?
Think you did, KO4QOD. I think that's how you ended up in Pickens. And one thing about Bernice, I know this because I'm a quiet person too. When she does say something, you need to listen very attentively, because there's probably something behind what she's saying.
Yeah, Dave says a frying pan. I always say when E.F. Hutton speaks, you listen, like the old advertisement said in the old days. Isn't that right, Dave?
Well, they say they earn money the old-fashioned way they earn it. So, but anyway, that's the only way I ever got any, so, but anyway, can't complain at all. Oh, boy. And the extra class for the extra class starts tomorrow night.
Hillsborough, you ain't got no class.
Take that poster down and start a new one. Since I run out of room, I'll be marking on the wall next time.
Run a darts, Chris.
I think you got him on that one.
Surely beautiful, that's for sure. Chris, thanks for all your help. Really appreciate it. I hope you enjoy all the goodies that Bernice baked for you there. And I sure enjoyed you sharing that German chocolate cake. We're going past the F mark here. I'm sure you know where that's at. Dave, you might have to stop by there and get some boiled peanuts. I never could understand that down here. That's weird.
My brother-in-law liked those. I've eaten them, but I'd rather have them. You roast them. You know, like they have them at Texas Roadhouse.
Make sure I got it. You're going through Cleveland. Just remember, once you get past there, Highway 11 turns left. Just stay on Highway 11, KO4QOG.
Okay, here's that Gulf station. It shows it not being very far beyond, correct? Do you eat boiled peanuts, Chris? You're a lifer down here. I suppose you do.
I do. I love any kind of peanuts. or anything with peanuts and chocolate. Why not be my two favorite things in the world?
I got Maurice out of there. He might have kept her, Dave, with that German chocolate cake.
Back a lot of memories, I tell you. Oh, man. Making me hungry. I may have to go in there and get something to eat. Tie me over till supper time. But anyway, I don't know how she made the glaze, but that, the coconut, she had coconut in that glaze that she put over the cake, and it was just, gorgeous. She made that, and, date nut cake, and a, Japanese fruit cake, and, wasn't much like a fruit cake, really, but, that's what it was called, and, it was real good, too. So, but I just remember sitting there watching her make this. I'd watch her make them every year. I wish I'd paid attention.
Never to pay attention, but that's obvious in my navigational characteristics. Well, Bernice is going to tell you what was on that platter besides the German chocolate cake. And while she's doing that, I'm sitting here eating a French cookie. Yeah, tell him what was on that.
Yep. There was chocolate fudge, peanut butter fudge, oatmeal date cookies, and pecan pie bars.
So, we ought to have some sweets for a while, huh, Dave?
Definitely looking forward to it. Something good. I've been trying for a while. I've actually put on 30 pounds. And for somebody my size, that's actually a big percentage. May not be a big number, but it's a big percentage.
Well, I put on 4 pounds during Christmas. And Dave, you don't put on anything, Chris. He's one of them weirdos that don't eat sugar. I don't know how he even exists. I guess that's the truth of the matter for all of us, Dave. Go ahead, Chris.
On sugar, gluten, and what else was it? Dairy, I think. One time, about 6 months, to see if it would improve my health. And I couldn't see any difference, so I started back to eating sugar.
I just eat seafood, Chris. But Dave, he plays tennis pretty near every day. I don't know how he does it. And he must be 90 years old.
Live long enough, I'll get there eventually.
So, isn't it, Chris?
Are you talking seafood like seafood, or seafood like eating everything you see?
Yeah, you spell it S-C-E, Sierra Echo Echo, not Sierra Echo Alpha, Chris.
I have to say that I'm still off pork. That was something that I did on my own, but heart conditions run my family. So that was a personal choice, and I don't really miss it. Kind of miss bacon every now and then. But overall, I'm still off pork and have no problem with it.
Say, you must have some Arabic in him. I don't think they eat pork.
I guess they have a lot of pigs running around. They don't eat pork, but anyway. maybe they use it for pets, like they did on Green Acres. But, they had that pig that came in the house, and I don't, what was his name, Oliver or something? I can't remember.
Yeah, it was Oliver. Well, I think that's the truth, though. I think they don't. Different religions have different beliefs, of course. But at any rate, Oh, I'll eat some pork chops now and then, but she makes orange pork chops.
Why? What's that?
Just an orange sauce you put on pork chops.
And there's actually a slice of orange on them when she serves them. It's really beautiful. And, oh, man, it's really great. It's almost like a syrup, but I don't think it is it, Bernice?
No, kind of.
But it's delicious. And she said, oh, you like ribs. Yes, I do. And you know, we never hardly ever, to my knowledge, ate ribs up in Kansas. Now they're about one of my favorite things.
I love it, you know, anything that has to do with meat, but ribs is just too much trouble. You know, I don't want to have to work that hard.
See how she makes them, and it doesn't look that hard to me, but I guess that's because she's doing it. Well, she peels that skin off the back of them first, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then what do you do?
Then I put a rub on it and then put them in the oven for several hours and then take them out and put barbecue sauce and put them on the grill for a little bit.
Yeah, she just leaves them in the oven at real low temperature, 200 or 250, somewhere in that area. But, oh, my, they just fall off the bone, Dave. And she makes her own barbecue sauce, which is the best I ever ate. And we had, years ago, when I first come down here, 10 amateur radio operators up. And I remember Bill in 4IQ saying, that's the best ribs I ever ate in my life. And, you know, for someone that's been around the South a lot of years, that was quite a compliment.
Certainly. Yeah, if they'll, you know, they'll fall off the bone like that. That's the way they eat them.
That's in your TR. She said probably 6 hours in the oven at 200, didn't it, Bernice? 250. And then he takes them out and puts the barbecue sauce on them and puts them on the grill outside, the propane grill. They are good. My golly, I don't think we're too far from home, Chris. I think we're getting pretty close to where we turn back on that other road. What's that other road we go down? 14, no. 101. We're not too far from that, I don't think. But Chris, I really enjoyed the visit up there, and thanks for the hospitality.
The one that should be thanking y'all. So I definitely appreciate it. And what I've had so far is delicious. And I'm sure the other stuff will be too. I appreciate it, Bernice. I'm going to go ahead and sign off, but I'll be near the radio if you do run into any more problems. I think you've got it right now. I think you should be good. And David, we'll talk at you another time. This is KO4QLGM, clear.
Glad that Tom's got at least one other friend, and so anyway, but good to talk with you, and hope you have a good rest of the day. And Tom, you know, give me a call when you cross 26 on Highway 11.
Past the turnoff to the North Greenville University, I think that's where Phil works at up here.
Dr. Phil, 1973. Oh, boy, that's been a couple of years ago.
Sorry. Explain that better. Is that the Cro-Magnon or is that the Neanderthal era?
I'd explain that to you, wouldn't I? Well, you know, I think I'm in the the post-war group there, World War II.
I knew that'd get you. Boy, this is beautiful here. The sunlight's hitting the top of the mountains here. Up there on top, it's a HOA of some kind, I'm sure. But we're getting ready to turn on Highway 101. There's a logging truck ahead of us, so I'm really happy about that, Dave.
Yeah, when I'm on Highway 11, I'm on my motorcycle, so I just zoom around him. But, you know, having your wife sitting beside you there is probably not recommended.
Then I what, zip around the curves?
Said zip zoom around the logging truck.
We'll do that. It's got 305 horses.
Well, I mean, romp down on that thing and get it wound up.
I'm getting too old, eh? But yeah, it's nice to have that horsepower. I don't speed a lot, but if you got to get around somebody, you just step down on it and she answers. Oh, we turned. He went straight on Highway 11, and we're coming in from the north side here on Highway 101, Dave. We just wanted to go out for a nice ride. We're going to go home and put some tarps on the chicken pen because the weatherman says there may be 3, 4, 5 inches of rain tonight.
It's coming. They showed the radar, and looks like we're going to get wet. And then another system later on this week. I think it's Friday. But anyway, so I think they've even got, you know, they're warning people about possible flooding and that kind of thing.
It can be dangerous. We got 1 3/4 at our house on our weather station the other day. And you had two that much. I noticed a dog down at Lake Cunningham was, oh, maybe 6 inches below the dock now, and where you put your boat in, and it'll be underwater if they get that kind of water, because it runs from Lake Robinson down into Lake Cunningham, Dave.
Well, I don't know. I haven't been some of the lakes lately. I know Hartwell, last time I saw it, it could use a little more a little more rain, but that's been a while back.
Well, they say that we're still in a drought, but just barely, I guess. But you know, Chris Justice said at the first part of December, he says, I think we'll be out of that by the end of the month. And boy, he didn't miss it by far. And this is one of the hardest areas in the United States, continental, to forecast for, because we got that escarpment, I think they call it, and the mountains right there by us. Makes it pretty difficult on the weather people, but I think they do a pretty good job.
So, John Sessridge used to forecast the weather in Denver, which he says is the hardest place to forecast in the United States. And he said this is the second hardest because of those mountains, Blue Ridge Mountains.
Well, he was great. They've had some really great forecasts. I liked Justice, and I liked the one on the Fox local news channel really well. The one on 7's good, but those two are my favorite, Channel 4 and Channel 21, and just personally. But who's the other one on 7 that we like, the male that come from up in Pittsburgh, Bernice? Oh, I can't think of his name right now. He actually, I was really surprised when we moved down here. He actually was the weatherman for a short time in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and he wound up right down here in Greenville.
So, that's kind of neat. that any of that happened. I'm sure you were surprised. I didn't know. Never seen John Sessard until he came to Channel 4, but or WYFF, but I really liked him, and I got to meet him a couple of times, and in fact, one time, him and I can't remember who was with him. Anyway, I knew the other guy by name. I don't think we'd ever met, but they were going to eat some Mexican. I was leaving, and we spoke. I spoke to him as I was headed toward the door. But he was just always a really nice guy. And have you been up to the Justice Orchard up there? I think it's on 64.
Top, is that what it's called, Furnish? And several of them up in there, Dave. We like Granddad's. I don't remember exactly where Justice was at. You, Furnish?
Yes,
it's farther back up in there, I think, Dave.
Went there one time, but it was a nice trip. And then we took the grandkids, and Chris does a good job with the forecasting, I think. Considering it's just that, it's the forecast, it's they do the best they can with what they're given.
We're mad when they miss it and things don't hit as hard as they say they might. Like the ice in Hendersonville, I don't think materialized as much as they thought. But you know what? If they'd underestimated, it could cost a lot of lives. So I worked with time to be too safe. And so even if they misforecasted, I think that Sessridge was wonderful. And I love Chris Justice. And what's the lady's name on Kendra Kent? She's really, really good, and you can tell both of those two have really got any of them on the networks down here have a conscience about this area and really care about being right. And if they're wrong, I just figured I'd rather err on the side of safety than I would see somebody get hurt.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. I mean, err on the side of caution, and, if you get it wrong, you get it wrong. So, big deal. God's the weatherman, so he's the only one that really knows what's going to happen. So, and he ain't telling. So, just one of those things.
I always say it's the good Lord and Mother Nature, and they're the only two that really know, and like you say, they ain't telling.
Some things I need to know, and some I don't, and that's one of them. So, in fact, I think ignorance is bliss in some situations. Except for the extra class manual that I'm staring at here, so I gotta read chapter 1 before tomorrow night.